Now, in my personal life, I'm known as a bit of a jester, and I am normally the one that makes the outrageous comments that no one would ever consider doing. So making a comment like the phone is dead, it's pretty extreme. However, though the phone isn't dead, the way that we use it and leverage it as salespeople is certainly going to change. So that's the subject of today's podcast. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
Well, hi there. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment with the Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm going to get into it in a second. And I've missed something. Do you know that this is actually the 115th podcast from us? So, hey, how did that slip by me? I've no idea, but anyway, it did. So I'm going to shout out and say, if you like this podcast, and we have got a few reviews over on iTunes, but if you like this podcast, go and give us a review. And when you do, I'm going to give you a shout out. And if you also put where your recruitment company is, I'm going to give your recruitment company a shout out as well, because I am sure that this podcast is listened to by lots and lots of different people. So give us a review, 5-star, absolutely, please. And leave us your name and your recruitment company. I'll give you a nice shout out. So the phone is dead. R.I.P. the phone. Not quite. By the way, you're listening to this podcast. I don't want to ramble too much, but this is quite a passionate topic for me. Head over to the Superfast Recruitment blog and you will find a link to download a very excellent PDF by a genius called Claude Hopkins, who is a fantastic copywriter, or was a fantastic copywriter. He is now no longer with us. Anyhow, let me get into this, because I wanted to... We shared this with our Inner Circle group last week, and I just thought it was so important. I wanted to just really expand on it a little bit here. And it's how we connect with our clients. Now, I am old school, like a lot of you, I'm sure, that listen to this podcast. And I actually used to go and knock on doors. No, I'm not that old, but it was just the way that the pharmaceutical industry worked, and used to sort of, you know, go and knock on doctors' surgeries. You used to go sit in the surgery with the patients, and they'd see you along with the patients and everything else. So actually, that was really even before, you know, smartphones and all this sort of happened and people picked the phone up all the time. So, but things now are changing, and we live in a super, super connected online world. And, you know, it's messenger, it's text. That's how people respond. Because think about your own behavior. Now, this is data based on some research from AT&T, and a shout out to a guy called Ryan Stewman, who is a he's called the hardcore closer. He might make you blush. Probably not if you're a guy, but he has some rather choice language, really love his energy. And he was talking about how in today's world, then, you know, the phone is very different. And he shared some data around AT&T, and they, according to their research, 90% of phone calls go unanswered, and yet 90% of texts do. Now, you just think about your own behavior. And it was interesting, because last week, I'm just going to a little sip of water here. A very good friend of mine rang the phone, and I was sort of, you know, doing a few other things as well, and I knew that, you know, she'd probably rung for a chat or whatever, and I didn't bother to answer it. And you know, that happens on more than one occasion with many of us, doesn't it? You know, the phone rings and we just think, you know, particularly if we don't recognize the number, do we pick it up? Not always. Depends where we are in the day and everything else. But you just think about the number of calls your guys make and how many don't get picked up. Which, yeah, we know that that's the game of cold calling. However, people are much more likely to engage with you if you've actually done some rapport building with them first. You know, they're on your email list, they've downloaded your free report and various other things. But what is important is you need to get into how you might use Facebook Messenger, how you might use chat, how you might, you know, connect with people via SMS text messages, because that's the way that it is going. Because often people will, they'll, you know, you'll have a communication with them, you know, via Messenger or something like that, and they'll do that rather than pick up the phone. The phone now tends to be a little bit later on in the process that this happens. And, you know, this is only going to increase because we are living in the world of millennials, aren't we? And Gen Y and people that, you know, live on technology and they love the smartphone. So this is really, really key that you think about this. And you need to think about it in another way as well, which is important, is that it's about getting good at writing. Now, I'm not talking about writing blog posts. You know, you can outsource that if you want to. People like us, there's other people as well that you can outsource that to. But, you know, it's about learning how to write copy and learning how to write persuasive copy that helps in your selling process. Now, as recruiters, I would respectfully hope that your job ads are written well and that they are, you know, that they sell in print the opportunity. If they don't, then you need to think about that too. And think about how you might improve how you write, how you persuasively engage. Now, I've been writing copy for a long, long time. I do some sales copywriting still to this day for different people outside of the recruitment sector, and there's formats and there's different things you can do to learn that, and I would say it's a vital skill. As my mentor says to me, we live in a very, you know, we have a very easy life because all we have to do is we just have to type and talk. That's basically what we have to do, unlike, you know, our ancestors that had to, you know, run away from the hairy tooth tiger and various other things. All we have to do is sit at a desk and type and talk and, you know, pick up the phone and read a few books. So, you know, in today's environment, it's about, remember, number one, the phone, people are picking it up less. So therefore, you need to think about how else can I get in contact with people, and you get good at writing. And it's a skill. So that means you can learn it. You can just, you know, people aren't gifted writers. It's practice, 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 practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the better you'll get. So this is a short podcast, really, to go alongside the download for scientific advertising, which is by a guy called Claude Hopkins. Now, Claude and many other people are famous copywriters from the past, and you will find a lot of their material is in the public domain, so it's free. So you can always go and search for people. There's another guy as well, if you're really interested in this topic, called Gary Halbert, and there's the Gary Halbert Letters. And again, you can search online and find his stuff too, and he's a genius copywriter. But it just helps you look at, you know, some of the motivations, some of the emotions that people have, and how you can tap into that when you are writing. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment, and if you need help with writing or you need help with your blog posts or anything like that, then do get in contact, because we offer that as a service. We have a team of writers here that write for recruitment companies across the UK and a few other people outside of the UK too. So get in contact, and don't forget, write that 5-star review, and I'm going to give you a shout out. So this is Denise saying bye for now.